Okay, that's John Patrick Shanley, a remarkable, remarkable artist and playwright. So let's turn to Let's Go to the Movies, and Sleeping Demons had us in the storefronts and the streets of New York. Margin Call is a remarkable movie, independently made, in fact, made by the production company of one of the young actors, Zachary Quinto. Produced it. It's an independent, took it to Sundance. It's in theaters, but it's available already at the iTunes store. So if you can't find the theater, I recommend going to the iTunes store. Don't know how long it'll take to get it in Netflix, but I'm sure it will be there. I was coming home from above San Francisco last Friday, and I'd gotten so many emails from subscribers saying, you have to see this, you have to see this, that I stopped in Berkeley on Friday night to watch the 9:30 show. It was only playing in three places in the San Francisco area, but it was in Berkeley. It stars Kevin Spacey, Demi Moore, Jeremy Irons, and Zachary Quinto, many others. Remarkable, remarkable, just remarkable script. Remarkable acting by Kevin Spacey and Jeremy Irons and everyone. But Spacey and Irons are quite extraordinary. The film takes place over a 24-hour period at a large investment bank. The reviews of it describe it as loosely modeled on Lehman Brothers, but I have some comments on that. But it focuses on a leading investment bank who has helped securitize and build this incredible multi-trillion-dollar mortgage securities market, global market. And it shows them, at the beginning of the financial crisis, realizing that their pipeline of originations is literally could take the firm down and tank. And so they sell their inventory in one day. And the film basically takes us through the evening when one of the young traders, or one of the young quants, who's a researcher, discovers the problem, and we go through the following day or the night as everybody comes in to the investment bank and makes the senior management makes the decision to sell, and then we follow them as they sell and then go home. And what's interesting is I've been in several situations in an investment bank where that situation could make or break the firm. And one of them was a trading floor situation where I doubt it would have broken the firm, but it could have had very significant consequences. And so I've lived exactly through these kinds of situations. And their ability to capture the feeling of it and the stress and the tension is just amazing. I mean, it is so authentic. Reminds me a little bit of Syriana, George Clooney's wonderful movie that we've done on the Solari Report, and Let's Go to the Movies, and you have this authenticity which is extraordinary. So the review said it was patterned after Lehman. It feels so much not like Lehman Brothers, the culture. It feels so much like Morgan Stanley that it was, and part of it is it's a midtown big skyscraper, sort of Avenue of America's style. One of the themes that comes out is several of the investment bankers are engineers, and you have some amazing dialogue about what it's like to be paid a lot more to engineer these huge paper floats than to build a bridge or do something real for real people. They bring that out. One of the things that you can also see very much in the background is what happens as the federal credit moves in. You see a bank or an investment bank turn from something that have equity owners who have real power. I kept thinking as I was watching it of Ace Greenberg, who used to run Bear Stearns, and the partners had equity, and they had real power. It was a real power base. To now, it's really a political machine, and you have everything driven by the federal credit and the global, dollar currency games, and this is really a top-down game, and so the big investment bank goes from being something that has its own power base to really a political machinery, and the people running it are no longer people who, and this is a real theme you see come out, they're no longer the people who have human characteristics, who feel connected to the people they work with and understand the human ramification of what they're doing. The people who are rising to the top, Jeremy Irons, who plays the chairman, and there's a number two who is the spitting image of Jamie Dimon. I mean, it's such a hit on Jamie Dimon. It's unbelievable who Jamie is, the chairman of the current chairman of J.P. Morgan. But these people are professional financial killers who do what they're told and have gone beyond worrying about what the impact in the real world is. And what you see is something I saw happen. It's happened in Wall Street, but it's also happened in Washington, and that is what you see when you break into the final scene. And I don't want to give the whole plot away because I really do want you to go watch this one. It's that the juice is gone. In other words, I saw it happen. I'll never forget sitting in the U.S. Senate and a senator walking in as I was talking to his chief of staff. It's a very powerful senator, a very powerful positions, and he was holding one of these sort of glasses that is on top of a float, and you put it in a swimming pool so you can put your drink and let your drink float around the swimming pool with you. And he said, "What do you think of this as a present for the fundraiser?" And it kind of looked very sort of tchotchke-esque. And I said to him, "You know, I think people want their senator to be distinguished, and that's not distinguished enough." And he looked at me really, you know, with this sad look on his face because he was thinking, oh, I know they want that, but, you know, if they only knew. And what you realized, you could feel it, is, you know, the power had left the building. These were people who were now told from the outside what they were going to do on any particular issue, and the juice was gone. And that's what you see in the last scene when you're looking at the chairman of the company. You realize, you know, this is now a political machine, and the juice is gone. These are not bottom-up power bases. These are machines that are, and Mr. Global pushes the button from outside. So I really encourage you, take a look at Margin Call. It shows sort of the skyscraper version of what John Patrick Shanley did such a beautiful question or such a beautiful job of sort of laying out for us in Sleeping Demon. And it, of course, leaves us with a question of, you know, the juice is gone, where's the power? And then taking us back to the street level, okay, how do we work through what's really happened and recreate the juice for ourselves, where we are in our home, in our community, and with each other?